Welcome to Ideal is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop. Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by for another podcast today. I hope you're having a fantabulous day, a beautiful day, and that, you know, life is going as you want it to go, and that you're leading the way to, you know, your tomorrow, so to speak, starting today. In this podcast, I wanted to talk about, to touch on the topic of sustainable living. And why sustainable living? Because I think it's pretty critical at this point for us to begin to look at ways and means by which we can divorce ourselves from the system as much as possible. And that will be dependent on a number of factors, I'm aware. It will depend on where you're currently living, which country you're in, whether you're willing to relocate or not, whether you're in the city or you're in the country areas, and, you know, how you make your money, or make a living, I should say, make a living. It's kind of ironic to say that, make a living, our creator, you know, the creators of our ancestors, whatever label we want to give our creator. You know, there's the debate whether the creator is man, woman, all kinds of things. But whatever we perceive our creator to be, we were never meant to be here making a living. Because when you think about making a living, the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, I've got to go on that 9 to 5, you know, and or whatever hours we go working hour and hour. And for most of us, we have had that experience where we work for hours and hours, you know, just trying to ensure that rent is paid, you know, any family, things that we have to take care of will be done, and all sorts of things, bills and so on and so forth. So we have to, you know, many of us have been in that position. And many of us are in that position now where all of these factors we have to consider. And so for that reason, you know, just to get up and go out and do some work and so on so that this can be done. They can achieve whatever goals they have in mind or whatever goal that, you know, not even necessarily what they have in mind, but how society has basically unwittingly led to a situation where you even find yourself just working all the time, and you're like, how did this happen? You know, but one circumstance after another and various things and factors coming together to produce that situation where we're constantly working and working and working and working. Now, from my perspective, that was never supposed to be our purpose.